Because he has anointed me to preach the good news, to set the captives free, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. That's why he came, that we may become the sons of God. Give him thanks. And he will prove his mandate in our lives today. And by the time we are done, we'll have a new assurance that it is well. Father, we just want to thank you. We embrace this great gift and we say thank you for it. Let this understanding rest in us. Let it resonate in our spirit. And let us extend it to others how much well you have made our soul to become. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in his presence. It's a good and blessed God. Bible says, I will make my boast in the Lord. The hidden shall hear of it, and they shall be humbled. One of the most important knowledge we can have, or let me put it this way, the most important knowledge we can have is the knowledge of God. John 17 verse 3. John 17 verse 3. Did you see that lighthouse? It says, this is life eternal, that they might know thee. Hallelujah. Lighthouse, the knowledge of God transmits life. The more of God you know, the more of God I know, the more alive we become. They that know their God shall be strong. Knowledge of God. Lighthouse, I don't want you to miss this. Life is not a luck game. It's a product of light. The more lit you become, the more assured you are, and the more confident. Bible says, they all walk in darkness. They know not over what they stumble. But he that walketh in light, that light is knowledge. Thy word is the lamp to my feet and the light. Psalm 119 verse 105. Don't joke with the knowledge of God. This is life eternal. The knowledge of God constructs life in the life of a person. It generates life consciously. You become alive. You become assured. You become relaxed. We all face the same circumstance or circumstances, but we don't come out of the same circumstance the same way. Why? Because of knowledge. Jesus was in the boat with the disciples. They were faced with the same situation, man. The same situation. He was not in another boat. He was in the same boat with them. But the knowledge of God he has caused him to reprove them. Say, why are you so, where is your faith? Why are you so faithless? Have faith in God. So it's a weakness to be jittery. Say somebody, it's a weakness to be jittery. Yeah, there's no strength in it. There's no credit in it. Because you are always jittery, always anxiety, always anxious, always apprehensive. It's weakness. And it can kill somebody. You know, the weaker you become, the sooner you die. God forbid. You know, weakness is not strength. The knowledge of God transmits strength. The Lord is our strength and our salvation. Please make effort to know God. The more you know God, the more alive you become. You know, the lion doesn't need to be awake or asleep for the animals to fear him. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even need to see the animal before the animal catch fear. Why? The lion knows his strength. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 29. Chapter 29. There are three things that go well. Yea, four things are comely in going. The knowledge of the lion. The first one of it is lion, verse 30. A lion, which is what? Strongest. And that's the product. And that's why Jesus could be typified as the lion of the tribe of Judah. It goes well with the lion because the lion is what? Strong. And that strength, proverbially, comes from knowledge. I mean, how will a daddy, I saw somebody, a lion, he's not even afraid. A buffalo is like this. And this lion, as short as this, was going after this buffalo. I said, aren't you afraid? He said, afraid of what? You think it's his size? No, it's my spirit. Give God a hand clap. Praise God. It's not the size of the lion, but the spirit of the lion. My people, I saw the big buffalo was galloping away as if a fool. And this lion was just coming. Launch out to him. Come onto his jugular here. Held tight to it. Why? He knows himself. Say he knows himself. Lighthouse, when you know, because our topic today is trees of righteousness. Trees of righteousness. Strength is a product of knowledge. And the more you know, the stronger you become. Please be awake to these things, okay? Strength is a product of knowledge. They that know their God shall be strong. And they shall do exploit. A lion which is strongest among beasts and turn not away for any. I didn't understand when I go for interview, they said, tell us about yourself. Mommy, I didn't know. I'm number 2 of 4. But I know better now. Praise God. That's not what they're asking you. You know, I was born in Elisha. He doesn't who wants to know that. That's not what that's a poor, you know, that's a weak knowledge of yourself. My local government is a fellow drone. Praise God. Praise God. Now, don't ever say that, okay? So that you don't suffer what I suffered. But they want to tell you, they want you to communicate what you know about yourself. Your strength. What do you know about yourself? Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Jesus came to establish these things in you and I, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of enemy, that they might be called. That they might be called hereafter the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that God may be glorified. Verse 1 to 3 shows us what Jesus came to do for us. 4 and 5 highlight what we became or become because of what Jesus did. Have you left? So it's not equal to rejoice alone at what Jesus Christ did without validating why he did what he did in our lives. Have you left? We rob him of his own joy when we don't become why he did what he did. Have you left? Did you get me? we rob Jesus of his joy if we don't become why he did what he did. It's like sending the son to school, the child to school, and you pay all the money, but you are doing that so that the child may become. Now, if that child does not become, he can't be rejoicing that my daddy paid tuition. There's no rejoicing in that. The rejoicing is that my daddy paid tuition and I became. Have you left? Look at verse 4. And they shall, not Jesus now. When we truly gain understanding of the effect, the mission and the mandate of Jesus Christ, we translate that to becoming. John 1:12. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become. So I waste his resources, or dangerous to say, his life. Did you catch that? Because he used his life to do it. God forbid. But when I truly manifest that for which he did what he did, that I may become, Bible says that God may be glorified. You see that verse 3? The last sentence in verse 3. That he might be, the last sentence, that he might be glorified. Now, it is my inherit or becoming all of this that makes God glorified. So what does he want me to do? Verse 4. They shall build old waste places. Praise God. So as a Christian, when you step into an arena, know that you are an agent of change. Praise God. Don't let us go to where is already made anymore. Let's go to where it needs to be made. The natural feeling of human being is to go to where is already set. But guess what? Some people built it. Some people did what? Yeah. And he said, they shall build the whole places. So when we see a life run down, don't run the life down more. Do what? Build it. They shall build. They shall raise up. The natural inclination of a natural human being is to avoid anything that is deplorable. But step into it. Do what? Raise it up. They shall repair waste cities. The desolations of many, what others left undone. Because for it to have been desolate for many generations, it means there's nobody who stepped in to correct things. Let's start now. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Hey! Oh, this church is going to launch a massive repair of Edison City. So roll up your sleeves. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away.